Okay, so here we go.
Thank you.
How's that tempo? Is that tempo okay, everybody? Not too slow? Okay.
Lovely.
Jimmy, how are you?
Hello, John. How are you doing?
We missed you, Jimmy. You're kind of... You're not here.
I got laid up a bit, John. A bit laid up.
But you're doing okay, though?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah, back in action. Okay. Back in action. Good to be back. Yeah, the last time I was on about 2 weeks ago was about, that's what I was on.
Right. I'm keeping tabs on you.
Good man.
I forget everything except when you guys show up or don't show up.
Very good. Very good.
It's amazing. My mind remembers. All right. So let's move on. All right. We're doing a nice little jig set now. And of course, here's a couple of good tunes here. And the first one is the Buttermilk Mary. Patty Taylor, sorry. We do Patty Taylor's first. And then Patty Taylor, of course, was a flute player from Leitrim, I believe. Either Leitrim or Limerick, I can't remember. They're not really close together, I don't think. But anyway, he's a lovely man and great flute player. And he's the first adult musician to ask me to play a tune with him when I was a young boy going to London. And he worked for the BBC, and he was always immaculately dressed because of it. Always wore a suit. I never saw Paddy Taylor the whole time I knew him without a suit. It's pretty amazing, and such a lovely man, and really good flute player. Because a lot of people are familiar with Paddy Taylor's reel, so I don't know how many of you are familiar with the jig, but
I think Paddy Taylor's LP digitized on is now on Apple. You can get it on Apple and download it.
Is that? Oh, yeah.
Lovely. I have it. Yeah.
Take as much of him as you can get. So, I learned that this tune as a kid. I had no idea Paddy Taylor wrote it. You know, it's amazing. You know, you're young. So Jared, this is what I say to you. When you're young, you don't think about all this stuff. And I think about the people that I've played with in my life and all the opportunities I had to ask questions and learn about them and their background and how they grew up, and you know, Lucy Farr and Paddy Taylor. And even when I came over here, Johnny Cronin and Andy McGann. And I never did, you know, I was too young and, you know, too much of a head case, you know. Drinking and gallivanting and having, you know, what I thought was a good time. But I tell you, when you're young, Jared, to take advantage of it, learn from everybody and soak it all up and write it all down, because one day you're going to have to tell the story just in case nobody else is there to tell it. That's all I can say to you. So, and everybody, some of you met Jared before, but Jared's a great, great young fiddle player. And I met him at Swan and Awe, and he's playing mighty stuff. So if you get a chance to listen to him play, he's really good. And he's one of these soulful, I think of him as one of the old school players more than a contemporary fiddle player. And that's a compliment, by the way, Jared. So anyway, good to have you on board. So here we go. Let me see now. Now this I haven't played in a long time, so this one, give me a second. All right, let's forget the buttermilk. Let's move on. We'll do Patty Taylor's. But that's why I have so many tunes. So let's do, hang on a second. There are tunes that I know really well here. I picked them up. All right, let me see. The Whistling Postman. So we can still do Patty Taylor's, but let's do Patty Taylor's and then we'll do the... The Whistling Postman. The Humours of Lachine. So let's forget Tom Connors because I'm not really sure of that tune either. So let's do those three. Patty Taylor's, The Whistling Postman, and The Humours of Lachine. Thank you. Bit different than what I remember as a kid. You know, these tunes, you don't really hear them that much. I haven't heard these tunes that much in sessions in America, but in the 70s in England, my father would bring me to 3 or 4 sessions a week. You know, there were 4 or 5 sessions a week in London, just in London. And then when he got the stuff going in our town, the culture stuff going, and the music going in the town I lived in, we'd go to each other's house and play. So you could be playing 7 days a week, and with really good players too. So we played all these tunes. I mean, with that amount of playing, you're about to go through a lot of tunes if you're doing a session, even 4 nights a week, you know. And those sessions would be minimum 2-3 hours, minimum. And then if you got into a really good session on the weekend, you could be there all night, which I did many a time with my father said, come on, John, come on, we got to go home. Because I wasn't thinking, he's got to get up for work the next day and drive a lorry, as we call them in England. One more, Dad, one more tune. Because half an hour later, come on, John, I got to get up for work. And in the name of Jesus, come on, he says, I got to get up for work in the morning. One more tune, Dad. All right, let's go to the hornpipes. This is a nice long set. Now, I did run through this brown coffin. I haven't done this very much. And the Thames. I think we've done this a little bit. So I've actually got all, probably too much. I should probably break these up a little bit. I don't want to weigh you guys out. What do I have on my list? Oh yeah, okay. So I got the Taylor's Twist and the Western. So what do I have here? Let me see. Oh, I see what I did. Okay. So I'm gonna add the Factory Smoke to the Thames and Sonny Murray's, okay? Because I inadvertently sent this out with only one tune on, you know, with that, the Factory Smoke, or I know Martin Hayes, it's a different name for it, the Brown Coffin. So let's do that, and then we got Kitty's Wedding later. We'll do that later. We've got the Western, we'll do that later. All right, so. Sorry, I'm gonna change it. So that's the Factory Smoke or the Brown Coffin, whichever name you prefer. We've done this before. We might have done this quite a bit, actually, in recent times, but it's such a great tune. It was one of my favorite tunes growing up as a kid. The Thames, or the Thames, and Sonny Murray. All right. Okay. I hope that's okay for you guys. All right, here we go. Thank you. you go. Lovely tunes. Is that tempo okay for the hornpipes? The hornpipes are tough, you know. If you go too much slower, they really drag, you know. So there's slow and then there's drag, right? But I don't want to do them too fast either. But at least I didn't do the Brown Coffin in B flat the way Martin Hayes does it. I was good to you. You owe me. All right. I'll watch my British sense humor coming out of me, or my Irish. All right. This is what we're going to have here. All right, we'll do a couple of polkas, the old polkas. So let's do the Bally Desmond. We all know that one, and the Turnmore. I'm not a really good reader, so it takes me a second to pick up on how these tunes are written out. There you go, a couple of great polkas there. You know, it's interesting that people, why these tunes are so popular, because they're so good. And you go anywhere in Irish music and everybody really kind of, if you play Irish music at all for any length of time, pretty much everybody knows the Bally Desmond, right? And maybe not the Turnmore, but certainly the Bally Desmond and a couple of the other ones that we do. And it's like, they're such great tunes. They really are. And they're good session tunes. And it's, you know, it's actually hard to play really simple tunes well. I know that sounds like an oxymoron right there, but it's really easy to mess up simple tunes because you've really got to really play the tunes so well to get any kind of a lift or any kind of a feel or rhythm to them. Okay?
Thank you.
love those polkas. I feel like getting up and dancing myself. But I checked the whole house at this point. I weighed myself yesterday. Scared the life out of me. I definitely quitting smoking is not good for your health. I put on 15 pounds since last week. All right, what else? What are we going to do? Let's go back to, and now we'll go back to reels. Let's do reels again. Got to get the other folder. And at some point in time, we're going to do my Ballingarry lady. Let's do we did that already. Did we do that already? Yeah, we did. That's pretty bad. I didn't put that to the side. Okay. Let's do the reel of Mullinavat. And the whistling postman. And the chattering magpie. So what confuses me sometimes when I'm doing these tunes is I play them slightly different than the music, and then I'm looking at the music and it throws you off a bit. And it doesn't help that I'm a little bit dyslexic, so it kind of really kind of messes with the head a little bit. So that's the reel of Mullinavat, lovely tune. And this. And that's the whistling postman. I got that from either the playing of John Regan from Dublin or Jimmy McGreevy. They used to visit England all the time. Lovely box players. And so it was a great tune. And then the chattering magpie. Great tunes, really great tunes. So, all right, here we go. We'll do them at least three times each, okay? Thank you. Very nice. Lovely tune, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, John.
That last tune, what's that?
John, I think we, can you check, we were getting some of those kind of like Zoom noise reduction dropouts in that set, and I'm wondering, is there any chance you maybe don't have original sound turned on, or you've got noise reduction turned on?
All right. Yep.
Ah, cool.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. It was fine until just that set, and then all of a sudden there was about three or four dropouts in it, so I was concerned. All right, good. Glad you got it sorted.
But that last tune is great. It's like, you know, you get a tune, and you know that expression is like, you know, butter melting in your mouth, right? You know, it's like something so good, it's like butter melting in you. That tune, that last tune, that's how I feel about it. It's a simple tune, but it's such it just kind of rolls out of you. It just flows out of you. So anyway, I hope you liked it. I don't know if everybody knew it, but I guess, you know, the flip side of this is you get to learn tunes as well, right? So let me go back to, where are we? Jigs. Okay, here we are. All right, so let's look at Katie's Fancy. Let's see if I can do this. What order? Is that the order I have it? Yeah, Katie's Fancy and Boys Out of Town. So that's that one, and then the Boys Out of Town. The Boys Out of Town is a really good tune for dancing, playing for dancing. I haven't played this Katie's Fancy in a long time, but so I'll give it my best shot. So. Up the B part there, I'm sorry. So let's do the B part again, and this will be forever on in the virtual world for me to be embarrassed. So so the B part. Slow down again, sorry. Thank you. Sorry. So I'm really sorry. So, you know, again, it's part of the problem is that I don't remember the tune well enough to play it. And then the music is a little different than what I have in my head. And it kind of just screws me up. So that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. But if you want to get the music, the music is not horrible the way it's written. It's just I have it different in my head. So I apologize for that. Boy, we're rolling right along here. I have no idea what time it is.
The boys of the town, John.
What's that?
The boys of the town.
Or did I mess up? Did I not play it? I didn't play it. My wife is telling me from the other room, you didn't play the second tune, you idiot.
Fucking idiot!
My father used to say to me, Jimmy, you like this one. My father used to say to me, you're not a better, a cross between an Olion and an Amadan. I said, so an Olion and an Amadan. I said, what's that, Daddy? He said, you're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, I got discombobulated there with the tune, so. Oh, this one I know.
Thank you.
I just realized I left that out of the other set of jigs I did. So I'm really on the ball tonight. And here I am thinking I'm so organized.
But what was that last one, John?
What? That was Haste of the Wedding. And I was supposed to do that with the Paddy Taylor set, and I forgot. I didn't forget. I didn't look at my set list. That's to be perfectly honest with you. I should look at my list. That would be... We lost like 8 people over that. They buggered off. They said, okay, not going to deal with this crap. See, I wouldn't want to be... All right. Let me take a minute here. So do we have any new people on tonight that I haven't met before? Dennis, how are you? Kathy, well, you're not new. Valerie, how are you? You look like you want to say something.
We're new to this.
Who's that?
Dennis.
Oh, you're new. Are you new to this? Is this your first night?
At the
on the slow session?
I like this one because when you play the tunes I don't know, I have a fighting chance.
Yeah. And when I play the tunes I don't know.
So, John, I have to go to a meeting, but I want to introduce Kieran. He's are you 8 or 9?
9.
Where is he? He's an up and coming young fiddler. Want to wave to us? So we know who you are, Kieran?
Hi, Kieran. How are you?
Hi. Good.
So are you playing along with some of these tunes?
I only knew Bally Desmond, one of them, Bally Desmond. I think Bally Desmond.
So email me a couple of tunes names and we'll do them next week for you. How's that?
Okay.
Thank you. That'd be great.
We'll get you up and running. So it won't be any holding you back.
Kieran's mother, Jean, is from Cork. Are you from Cork, Jean?
I'm from Cork. No, I was born in Cork, so.
Oh, yeah. Where in the city?
I was born in the Bonds, the Bonds Hospital in the city.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of whores.
So, and that's my uncle here who's calling in as well. That's very good.
Fergus, delighted to have you.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, listen, tell you,
I'm from Cork.
Well, we won't hold that against you. I'm a yellow belly.
John, yes. there's another couple of people from the other side of Australia here. A friend of mine, Steve Cook and Robin.
Oh yeah, where are they? Say hello.
Sunshine Coast, but they're in a box on your screen somewhere.
But if they say something, I'll know where they are. Say hello, Australia.
John, it's Robin. Robin, I've been coming, but Steve's here too today.
What's that? Yeah. I can't.
Can you hear it?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
No, I went on a different page to a few people. There's still this.
Yeah, I see you now.
Yeah.
Hey, Robin, how are you? And Steve, good. Steve, good to see you.
Yeah.
Robin, we've seen you before. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, John. Hey, John, do you want to talk a minute about the master session with Caitlin and Karen?
I should have no idea what time it is, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, it's about 5:15.
It's what?
It's about 5:15.
Oh, yeah, okay. And... Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time. I'm going to run out of tunes at this rate. I got to slow down. So, yes. So this weekend we have coming up Kathleen McGowan and her husband, Kieran Namini. And I'm guessing, although I don't know this, we'll find out Saturday, I guess, if Kieran is related to Mairead. I'm guessing they are.
Yes,
they are.
He's her nephew.
Nephew?
Nephew, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. Because it says something about him learning from Francis. And I got to play with Francis once. I met him once. He came to Boston College. The last year, I did the very last year of the Gaelic Roots at Boston College. And Mairead was there with Francis, and we did a little boat trip. They had a little boat trip around the, around the harbor. I don't know where the heck they went, but we had a good time anyway. But, so they're going to be here Saturday. And of course, you know, Carson has been playing in the U.S. quite a bit. She recorded with Sean McComiskey and the band Nikavisky. And she's an amazing musician. I've known her since she was probably about six, or maybe even younger than that. So we've had some good times together over the years. Of course, I've known her father since before she was born. And Anton, we were hoping to get Anton, but with the COVID lockdown, it wasn't possible. So I did the Cultus tour of North America with Anton McGowan in 1979 with Anton and Patsy Hanley and great old Sean Nugent. I would have had Sean in a heartbeat if he was still alive, God rest his soul. But I actually just talked to Lawrence Nugent. So we're going to have Lawrence Nugent come in April sometime. We're still trying to work on the Mulcahy's. They definitely want to do it, but they're worried about trying to get their father with the COVID lockdown and everything. So hopefully we'll see things open up. And of course, that depends if everybody still wants to come to it, you know. I mean, there's no point in having it if nobody's going to show up. So, but if you can't make it Saturday, just tell all your friends, spread the word, get it out to as many groups or people as you can, organizations, mailing lists. The more people hear about it, the more chance we have of getting people. And the whole point of this whole thing is to support, you know, they've got young kids. They're trying to make a living. They're full-time musicians, as far as I know. I could be wrong. You know, so the COVID certainly doesn't help them with two young kids. They said hopefully the kids will be in bed, but sure, but it doesn't matter. You know, I've done stuff with my kids, and they've come up on stage with me and done all kinds of stuff for all ages, so I'm not adverse to that at all. You know, I just got to play for some kids today, virtually, for Alicia McGuinn, and so that was a lot of fun playing for the preschoolers. They had them all jumping up and down, and she had a little accordion there for them as well. That was really good. So, all right, anything else?
Caitlin is a good dancer too.
She's a great dancer.
If we could get her to dance, oh my gosh. We've seen her quite a few times in Ireland, and they're both great musicians. If you're not familiar with them, it's really worth signing up for them.
Oh yeah, I've gotten to play for her dance. I got to play for her mother dancing too. I mean, her mother's a really good dancer, you know. So yes, and she came out here and Anton was out here. I don't know if Cotchin came out to Cascadia, but I know Anton and her father was out here for the music camp, Cascadia music camp. I guess the other thing I should mention, any of this stuff, for if you're planning on doing stuff, I'm actually going to be doing, Swan and O is going to go ahead, but it's going to be all virtual this year. So if any of you are interested, I actually do a session workshop, and I've been doing it for a few years at Swan and Noah. And it's usually a really nice class. We usually have a really good time. And, you know, there's not much you can do virtually. So, you know, we'll probably end up doing something similar to this. So we'll play a bunch of tunes and learn some new tunes maybe and talk about sessions and etiquette and all that kind of stuff. But check it out if you're interested. It's going to be in July. So it might be on my website, but you could look up Swan and Noah. You'll get Celtic Week at Swan and Noah. I'm going to be doing the accordion as well, of course, teaching the accordion. And we're doing something for, there's an organization that we were involved with called Sober St. Patrick's. And we're going to be doing a big show for St. Patrick's Day, a virtual show with myself and Brian Conway, Jerry O'Sullivan on the pipes, and Patrick Mangan, Dylan Foley. Is a fantastic lineup of people. So I don't know if you have any plans for St. Patrick's Day. It's a little bit different this year, obviously, because it's virtual, but it's the whole point is to have a big party in New York every year. And this is the 10th anniversary. So they've got some special stuff lined up for St. Patrick's Day, if you guys are interested. I know we're looking a little bit ahead, but just so you have an idea of some of the stuff that I'm doing. Not enough.
Hey, John, can I just talk for just a second?
Absolutely.
People who are new to the session, we record the session each week, and there's a website where you can download the previous week's recordings. We only have 1 week at a time up there, so you have a whole week after tonight. I make the recording during the session, then I post it first thing on Thursday morning. So there's a site I'm putting in the chat there, and on that site is all the set list for all the sessions going all the way back to the beginning. And then you'll find at the very top of the most recent set list a link that you can click on to download an MP3 file of this entire event today. So if you can, bookmark that link, and then every week on the day after the session, you can go there and get the recording from that previous week's session. So, and I'll be updating that every week. So there's also information up there on John's tip jars and all that if you don't get it from the chat today. So everything's up there for you.
Yeah, and as they say, warts and all. So you get the good, bad, and the ugly all in one fell swoop there. And so, you know, I gave up a long time ago worrying about that kind of stuff. You know, when I was young, like Jared, I sometimes I wouldn't leave the house if I made a mistake at a gig. It might take me a week or more to actually leave the house. I'd be so upset. But I've given up on that now. At this stage of my life, I just would like to wake up without pain. That's where I'm at right now. So, all right. So, let's get back to playing some tunes. What did we just? We just did jigs, right? Oh, yeah. Let's go back to reels, and then maybe we'll go to hornpipes or polkas or slides or something after that. So. Lady on the Island. That's my Lady on the Island right behind me in her room there. I got the lady on my island, let me tell you. Such a great tune. Say hi to Jan. Jan's very quiet tonight. Jan got hacked yesterday, so she's very distraught. And she got several emails from people and phone calls. And she usually goes to bed at 7:30, and she couldn't sleep until, like, you know, 10 o'clock last night. So she was a wreck.
Just tell her we still love her very much.
Yes, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn.
that means a lot coming from you.
You know, what is up with these people? They got nothing better to do, you know, than to mess with people and mess with their lives. It's just ridiculous. All right, sorry. So okay, so that's the Dairymaid, Lady on the Island. That's it, right? Let me check my list. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
There you go. Lovely tunes, too. So I say this every week, and I think I only got one, unless I'm missing some emails from you, I think I only got one email suggesting tunes. I got more than one email. I got an email from somebody talking about other things. But I think I only got one email suggesting tunes. So if you want me to play some tunes, you know, don't be afraid to just send me a couple, three or four tunes. I can handle it, honest to God. I won't berate you or anything. And, you know, that way you get a little bit of input into what happens. And then I can blame you for everything. So... I'm tired of taking the blame. No, I'm kidding. So, don't be shy. You know, this is a two-way street here, right? This is as much, this is really all for you. It's not for me, you know, but just to participate. And if I've missed anybody, Ann Noonan, how are you? John Kay, Marcia, I don't know, Sam. I don't know if I've settled any of you guys, but I didn't see you before, so. Stephen, I don't know if I said hello to you, Stephen. Good to see you. What are you drinking there, Stephen? It's something good, I hope.
Cranberry juice.
Oh, crying out loud. That's right. I'm drinking tea. Barry tea. Charles, there you go. And Karen. Oh, Sharon. Sharon, I've got to talk to you, Sharon. Sharon, I got to get James Kelly. I need James Kelly's information. I can't find it anywhere.
He's at jameskellymusic.com.
I went there and it wasn't working. Maybe it's my computer. I don't know.
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay, it'd be great.
Yeah, because so, I was in touch with him a year or two ago. I had his email then, so I probably still have it.
Yeah.
You'll make me happy when you get James on your master session.
Yeah, James will be hopefully. Oh, he'll do. I've known James since we were kids. And I'll save the story for when he shows up. Hopefully he'll do it. I think he'll be. Dan, how are you? I don't think I said hello to you yet, Dan, either. So, and Bart.
Yeah. Hey, Jen.
How are you? Well, these people haven't said hello to me. So. All right. Let me go back. All right. We just did reels. Let's go back to, let me see if I got any good horn parts I can play that I might know. Well, you know what? Let's go back. Let's go over here. A couple of polkas. So the Maids of Ardar into the Memories of Ballymoten. So we won't do it that fast, of course. That's a really fast-moving turn. So let me see. Make sure I'm doing it in the right order. Oh. Yep, the Maids of Ardar first into the Memories of Ballymote. Ready?
Thank you.
I got a little carried away there. Sorry, folks, if I went too fast for some of you. Don't hold it against me for long.
It's great stuff, John.
Thank you. I do appreciate, I do get some very nice emails, and I certainly appreciate that. But I just, I know I say this every week, but I'm not adverse to criticism either, because I want this to be good every week. And I know some of my shortcomings here. There's not much I can do about some of them, I think, but I'm kind of too old now. But my tinnitus is really, really bad tonight. Not making any excuses, but my ears are absolutely screaming. My right ear in particular is just screaming. And I've been living with this for a number of years. But sometimes it gets really, really bad. And I'm sure some of you have it too. But let me tell you, it's no bloody fun.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, John, 100%. It's...
Bill, thank you, by the way, for your email.
You bet. Yeah.
I really appreciate it very much.
I can sympathize about the tinnitus. I asked my doctor if I could get it tuned to D.
Yeah, I tell you.
And what did the doctor say? No way. It is what it is.
It's a pity, huh?
It is, you know, it is. And I guess I count my blessings that, you know, I have a high-pitched tone rather than a crackly radio in my ear. That's no fun at all. All right, what am I doing now? Oh, yeah, we got to do my Ballengarry Lady. I almost forgot. So, Michael, you're going to post your version, not your version, but my version that you wrote. Aren't you going to post that so people can have access to it? So the tune I wrote, we've played it before, so for those of you that were here that day. The tune I wrote for my mother, Mary, and my mother was from Ballengarry in Turles, County Tipperary. And she taught me how to waltz. And so I figured, you know, I started writing tunes. I figured I'd write a waltz for her. And this ended up being used on the documentary From Shore to Shore, if you've ever seen it. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's online. You can just look it up, From Shore to Shore, the history of Irish music in the New York metropolitan area from the time of Michael Coleman right up until the 80s when it was this documentary was done in the 80s, in the mid-80s. And I was very instrumental in a lot of the stuff that you see in the documentary. You know, the session stuff, I was actually the one that put all those sessions together. So I'm very proud of that. But they used this waltz for the credit rolls, for the outro of the documentary. And also
sorry,
the band.
John, I missed the name of that, John. I'm sorry.
It's called My Ballengarry Lady.
Is the name of the documentary?
Oh, the name of the documentary is called From Shore to Shore.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And also, if you're familiar with the London Lassies in London, they actually recorded this this tune as well. And the accordion player in the band, the London Lassies, is the daughter of Mary Lenane. Her maiden name was Kilkenny. And we played together as kids, and we would go to the Favourite on Holloway Road and play tunes together. We're roughly around the same age. I might be a year older than her, but now she's married. She has beautiful kids, and her kids, now she has beautiful grandchildren. So, but anyway, Mairead plays with the London Lassies, so they recorded this tune.
Thank you.
my Ballingarry lady, my beautiful mother up in heaven. And
that's lovely.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know if that's a little reflection on there, but I think you can see it, right?
Oh!
Hold it a little closer. Wow.
That was the very last photo of my mother ever taken. And she was in Spain. She got to go to Spain for the first time ever in her life, and she died not too long after that. She was only 66. And she was my rock. As most mothers are, right? We can attest to that for sure. So they're all gone now. So, you know, I'm the only boy in the family. I have a half sister and she doesn't talk to anybody. So really I'm kind of, you know, I'm left to do my family tree and communicate with my cousins. I have lots of really great cousins. So we're having fun. I'm having fun doing that. Oh, let's do these. Aha! There you go. Let's do these puppies. Do the hornpipes. So I don't know what I've written on the list here, but we'll do all three of these together. I think. I can't remember what I wrote now. I'm trying to find it here.
How about the slip jigs before we're done?
Oh yeah, we can do that. So let's do well, we have time, right? It's early yet. Right, what time is it now? I can't see what time it is. I guess I could look at my, it's kind of rude to look at my watch, my phone.
Oh, we've got about 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time. So let's do the hornpipes, the tailor's twist, and the western, and let's throw Kitty's wedding in there. I was supposed to do Kitty's wedding, I guess, with the other set, and I forgot that too. So that's two sets I messed up. So anybody doing this archiving, anybody gonna listen to this bloody recording and say, "Hang on a second, that's not what he played. What happened to that set list?" We'll keep them on their toes. My friends used to have me play golf with them because I was a stress reducer. I used to lose about 11 or 12 balls every game. So. So that's the Taylor's Twist, the Western. And then. Because you all know Kitty's Wedding. But if you don't know Kitty's Wedding, you haven't been playing Irish music for long at all. All right, so we'll do these two times each so we can get the slip jigs in there and then maybe finish with a set of reels or something. Right, so. Ha ha ha! Slip jigs. There you go. All right. So we'll finish up with a couple of tunes, like a couple of reels, maybe. I'm not sure. Let me see what's on the bloody list. If I even know them. Unless you want to finish with something else. But the only set list that I've got here now is, I'm not sure. Let me, oh yeah, O'Rourke's and the Wild Irishman. Oh, what would have we? And of course, that's funny. So that session.org had the Wild Irishman down as the Irish Girl. I don't know how I figured that out, but anyway. There wasn't a tune called The Wild Irishman on the session.org, but it wasn't the one that goes after O'Rourke's. So. So that's Crowley's. O'Rourke's. Okay, so thanks so much, everybody. Thanks for being here, and I hope you had a good time. I hope you keep coming. Tell your friends. I'd hate to cut back, you know, because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to cut back on the fee for the paying for more than 100, and then we're going to get 100 again. So hopefully, I think our email has grown to over 650 people every week that we send out an email to. So if they all showed up at the same time, we'd really be in trouble. But anyway, so tell all your friends, have them join us. Thank you for your continued support. I really appreciate it very much. And I'll see some of you guys on Saturday, and I'll see some of you on Monday, and I'll see hopefully all of you next Wednesday. So. Thank you. folks.